Sonia Nazario is steeped in the conditions that cause people to flee their home countries for the U.S. She's walked along with them as they've made the trip north from Central America. Nazario is the author of the book Enrique's Journey, and she has a few different reactions to the White House immigration plan.
I don't think that we should necessarily not look at a more merit-based system like Canada or Australia have. This plan is looking to move from about 12% of people who come here legally merit-based to about 57%. I would say that that goes way overboard, but certainly, you know, our economy has changed. We don't need the muscle and brawn that we needed in industries 100 years ago. We need more brains. And so I don't think that it's necessarily a horrible idea to say maybe we should move more in that direction. But we also have to recognize that we're a country that values families. That's the core of who we are. And now we're asking immigrants who come here legally that it may take them 10 or 20 years. I mean, there's 4 million people waiting in the queue to be able to bring their adult children, for example, from the Philippines or from Mexico. You have to wait 10 or 20 years, and that would not even be possible under this proposal.
Your work has taken you into the trenches of our country's immigration troubles. You made the journey twice from Central America to the U.S. border with migrants. So unlike most lawmakers, you've experienced this on the ground. Is there a way the U.S. Congress can actually stop these caravans from coming? And what sort of agenda would make that happen?
I think instead of cutting all foreign aid to these countries, as President Trump just did, I advocate that we need actually a Marshall Plan of sorts to try to increase aid, and that it's much more cost effective to deal with these problems in these countries. And there are programs that we have piloted in the United States in these countries that do reduce violence and try to reduce corruption and build good governance and try to do the things that you need to do in these places so people don't vote with their feet.
Right. So a merit-based proposal doesn't address the root causes. What are the other two things you think need to be dealt with?
We're at a time with the greatest dislocation of people, 65 million refugees roaming this earth, and we are limiting it to 30,000 refugees that we'll take into this country a year. It's a ridiculous number compared to what other countries are doing. So I think we need to treat those people with compassion instead of locking them all up in these horrible for-profit prisons like we are now. And here's the third part of my proposal, which liberals don't like. I think that if you lose your asylum case, we should roll out ICE and go and get you and deport you, because we must be a country of laws. We cannot take in everyone from around the world. And we need to send a message that if you lose your case, you will be deported.
I mean, just given the framework of all immigration policy right now, I mean, you're suggesting three things under this administration. Is any of this possible?
I don't think that this is possible, because immigration is a wedge issue. It's not meant to be solved. It's meant to be used to rally the bases on both sides of the political divide. And I think that that's what we are largely seeing.
So is immigration reform just going to hang in limbo? I mean, this proposal from the White House seems dead on arrival.
Well, I think Americans who are tired of seeing people shouting at each other from opposite sides of the political divide can push for policies that work. I went to Honduras 3 years ago and saw U.S. funding at work, where I went to the worst neighborhood in the murder capital of the world for 4 years in a row, San Pedro Sula, Honduras. And in that neighborhood, we funded outreach centers where kids could go after school and get away from the gang, help getting jobs. We funded a program started in Los Angeles where kids, if they had the 9 risk factors of going into gangs, they got a year of family counseling, and it reduced dramatically their odds of engaging in crime. And most importantly, we went after the killers in these neighborhoods. In Honduras, 96% of all killers get away with it because no one feels they can step forward and say, this person, I witnessed this murder, because then they will be killed the next day by the gangs. And for so many of these migrants, yes, there are lack of jobs and there is corruption and there are all these problems in these countries. But often the triggering event is someone is threatening to murder you in the next 24 hours because you haven't paid the war tax or extortion, or because your son hasn't joined the gang. And those people, deterrence does not work. They're not thinking about what they're going to face at the U.S.-Mexico border. They are thinking about getting out of Dodge. And I saw this in January when the caravan left January 14th from San Pedro Sula. The police were arriving at the bus station, and I witnessed these women with babies in their arms leave the bus station walking on this darkened road north in pouring rain. That is people voting with their feet, and they will continue to vote with their feet no matter how nasty you make it for them here.
Sonia Nazario, the author of Enrique's Journey, the story of a boy's dangerous odyssey to reunite with his mother.